Good morning. This is Abby with your Daily Berlin Briefing for Monday, July 8th, 2019. Today is International Town Criers Day. Investigators in Berlin often have to wait a long time for the forensic evaluation of evidence. At the Criminal Technology Institute of the State Criminal Police Office, or the LKA, the number of investigations not yet completed has risen to 52,000 in 2018, almost double that in 2014. The increase is mainly due to the number of DNA analysis requested. It rose from 5,900 in 2014 to about 29,000 orders. DNA analysis in connection with felonies is prioritized, as the police explained on request. The average processing time is 58 days, and it remained unclear whether calendar days or working days were meant. The Berlin public prosecutor Ralf Knispel recently spoke on Markus Lanz's ZDF talk show about a waiting period of 2 to 3 years for DNA analysis for crimes such as burglaries. Traveling perpetrators, for example, are no longer within reach when the result comes. He added that even in the field of organized crime and homicide, the investigators sometimes have to wait months for the results. Knispel blames the lack of personnel for the backlog. Nowadays, the smallest traces of blood, skin, or hair are sufficient for DNA analysis. Proof of a genetic fingerprint is considered to be particularly secure evidence in court. For other types of evidence, the Interior Administration answers by breaking down how much patience is required on average. Fingerprints take 235 days to process, weapons 238 days, and documents and manuscripts 325 days. According to the Internal Administration, the Berlin police make every effort to process the cases as quickly as possible. Internal target agreements would be made to reduce the backlog. For example, a new quality standard for the safeguarding of DNA evidence should ensure that the focus is on, quote, actually promising DNA evidence. According to the Senate, the estimated investments in forensic technology will remain constant at approximately 1.1 million euros per year over the next few years. The Criminal Technology Institute employs around 400 people, including biologists, chemists, and physicists. One of the tasks, according to the Institute's website, is to, quote, make the evidence secured at the scene of the crime speak. About 3,000 people demonstrated on Saturday to demand the admission of refugees rescued from distress at sea. On Saturday afternoon, demonstrators marched from the Chancellor's office through the government district and past the Ministry of the Interior to the Hauptbahnhof. No disturbances or special incidents were reported, and everything was peaceful. On banners, demonstrators demanded, quote, for a Europe of diversity and human rights, and, quote, down with the racist fortress EU. Simultaneous demonstrations were held in numerous German cities. The organization Seebrücke, which was founded in the summer of 2018, had called for this. It demands safe escape routes for refugees. In a recorded message, the captain of the German rescue ship Sea Watch 3, Carola Rackete, who had been temporarily arrested in Italy, addressed the demonstrators. She urged the federal government to proceed courageously and to accept all those who were rescued on the Mediterranean until further notice. Rackete stressed that if one, as one of the richest countries in the EU, did not find a solution to this problem, it would be, quote, really shameful. Human dignity is inviolable and must also apply to the Mediterranean. Rescue at sea knows no bounds, neither is our solidarity. The demonstration was also attended by representatives of Doctors Without Borders and ATTAC. Also, signs and flags of the refugee supporters of Moabit Hilft, as well as of the left-wing Berlin anti-fascist movement, could be seen. The Deutsch-Amerikanisches Volkfest will be canceled this year. The organizer Thilo Harry Wollenschläger is criticizing politicians vehemently, as he could not find a space for the event, despite all his efforts. For months, he'd been asking for help in his search for a place for the great festival that his father, Harry, had founded in 1961. For a long time, it took place in Zehlendorf at the Truman Plaza, later at the Heidestrasse near the main station. When this area could no longer be used either, the festival was canceled in 2016, but then found a new place in Mariendorf. More than 300,000 visitors came there last year, which is one of the reasons why Wollenschläger cannot understand why, as he describes it, there is no support in the search for a suitable site, stating, quote, "If you write a letter to the governing mayor and only receive an answer months later saying that he's not responsible for it, it leaves a bad taste in one's mouth." A spokeswoman for the Senate Chancellery rejected the accusations. Wollenschläger had been given various contact persons in the Senate and district administrations who were in discussion with him. And alternative locations had also been mentioned to him, according to the Zentrale Festplatz at Kurt Schumacher Dom. However, according to Wollenschläger, the Franco-German Volksfest takes place there shortly before, and there's too little time for dismantling it and the construction of the German-American Folkfest. Now it's too late, as there's no longer enough time to organize the event. Unknown persons attacked a 20-year-old on Saturday evening in Gesundbrunnen and seriously injured him with knives. His 22-year-old companion also suffered facial injuries. During the attack, the 20-year-old is said to have been pushed through a shop window by a group of people, and the window shattered. The attackers also stabbed the man with knives several times in both thighs. According to police, both attacked persons are themselves under suspicion of an act of violence. On Saturday morning, together with another suspected accomplice, aged 19, they are said to have attempted to rob a Späti in Reinickendorfer Straße. They demanded money from the two employees present, a pair of brothers, which resulted in a brawl in which the 22 and 28-year-old brothers were injured. The three suspects fled without any stolen money or items, but were arrested nearby and released again in the afternoon. Police are investigating whether there is a connection between the Saturday morning and Saturday night crimes. To stay updated on local Berlin news every weekday, subscribe to our podcast by visiting berlinbriefing.de, hear us on Spotify and bearradio.org, follow us on social media, or enable our Alexa skill. Berlin Briefing will be back tomorrow. Thanks for listening.